A word for you from Daniel chapter 9 verse 20. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Then Daniel goes on to speak about Gabriel suddenly appearing. And he's written this after the event, and explains to us, he even remembers the words that he prayed, not in pride, but in humility. Daniel records his prayer, for God wants us to know how he prayed. If you've listened to the beginning of these words for you for this week, you will notice that we looked at the beginning, the very start of his prayer, inspired by God's word. He begins with God himself, O Lord, great and awesome God. Then he goes to the point so important for Israel, we have sinned. Even though Daniel himself was innocent, he takes upon himself the guilt of the whole nation of Israel and of the kings before them, the Israeli kings, and of their fathers. And while he is doing this, and if you read it, you have to admit, even if you've never prayed a prayer like this, that this is a prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit. No wonder that while he was praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, as if though Daniel had sinned, in fact, he was suffering the consequence of the sins of his fathers. But this chosen vessel stood in for God's people. And yes, while he was praying, verse 21, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I'd seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reach me about the time of the evening offering. Then it is that Gabriel comes and offers comfort. Though Daniel said, we do not deserve comfort. That is why in verse 18 he says, Lord, we present our supplications before you not because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. Daniel realized he doesn't deserve this. The people of Israel don't deserve it. And that is why, for the Bible says, if you humble yourself, God will in due time lift you up. That is why God sent the angel. For God was listening to every single word all the time. And then Gabriel explains the heart of God. He even refers to the Messiah in verse 24 and 25 about the coming Messiah. He shows Daniel far more than just that era of what will still happen to the Israelis, but rather what will finally happen about the Prince of Peace, the coming Messiah.